on Christian perfection. And so we're going to go into another new short series. And let's go to God in prayer as we consider His Word. Father, we praise You and thank You for Your presence. We adore You, Lord. We worship You. We thank You for who You are. Your perfection, Your holiness, Your power, Your grace, Your mercy. And Lord, as we behold You in all Your glory, we continue to acknowledge You with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And all that is within us, cry holy. And all that is within us, worship You. And Father, we give You all our hearts, adoration, praise, and worship. And we ask, O God, that even as we consider Your Word, that You open Your Word to each one of us. Let that gentle wind of the Holy Spirit flow into our hearts and into our minds. Capture every thought, every desire, every part of our being into a love relationship with You. And we ask, O God, that Your presence would be revealed to each one of our spirits and Your voice be heard by the ears of our spirit, and cause our thoughts to focus around You, and that we may receive from You the blessing that You have for each one of us today. For all that You do, Father, we give You all the glory, the worship, and the honor. For to You, O Lord, belong all worship. To You belong all glory. To You belong all our lives. May Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May Your kingdom be extended in this city and throughout the whole nation. May Your glory be seen in our lives, that the world may know that You have sent Jesus and has loved Him, Lord, with a love that we cannot comprehend, and that You have loved us and called us to be Your own. May the world see the light of Your glory in our lives and cause Jesus to be lifted up in our midst, that all that we see is Jesus and Jesus only. We worship You, Lord, and we give You all glory, praise, and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We want to do a little short series on humility. And humbling ourselves before the Lord is, I believe, an important aspect, especially in terms of what the Lord wants to do in our lives this year, right through the next year, where the Lord has declared that He's going to release grace and favor upon His people. And I know of no other better way to receive grace and favor than to walk in humility with the Lord, to walk humbly before God. Well, let's bring forth some scriptures first. Some of the more familiar ones that we have known. Let's look at Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Let's read some scriptures and see the importance of being humble before the Lord. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. It says there, "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And it's also found in the book of 1 Peter, and that one with a blessing too, in the epistle of Peter. Chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, right up to 7. "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." There are many, many scriptures on humility. But here we realize that There is a blessing in walking humbly with God. In fact, it is an exhortation and a commandment to us to humble ourselves before God that He may exalt us, to clothe ourselves. That means when you get up in the morning, when you put on your clothing, we have to also put on the clothing of humility. Clothe ourselves with humility. We know there's a lot of Pentecostal teaching on clothing ourselves with power. The power of the Lord shall clothe you that you could be His witnesses. We know that we also have the garments of praise and worship. But now here's one more piece of clothing for you. And that's clothing ourselves with humility. The question is, what is humility? What does it mean? How do we humble ourselves before God? How do we walk in humility? There must be certain principles involved. There must be certain attributes that we look for in our lives. And what does it mean to be humble before God? Firstly, let's establish the fact that humility is in the spirit realm. It's in our heart. It's in our spirit realm. And it's also in our mind. And possibly in our physical expression. So there's a spirit, soul, and body aspect of humility. When we think of humility, we just say, oh, just be humble, right? But there's three different aspects of humility. It has to, of course, start in the spirit realm first. Let's look at some scriptures where it emphasizes humility in the spiritual dimension. Few of it is found in the book of Proverbs, and here, there are several Hebrew words for humility, and one of those is the word shafel. Shafel. You know, Jim loves Hebrew. He has his Hebrew Bible. And for more consultation on Hebrew, go to Jim, right, after the church, after the message, fellowship with him. Now, there's a Hebrew word shafel, S-H-A-P-H-A-L, Romanized. And let's look at Proverbs 16, verse 19. Proverbs 16, verse 19. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 19. And it says here, better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. In other words, it is saying it's much better to be humble and emphasize in the spirit, to be humble in the spirit than to be rich. Than to have lots of things in life. These are the things that are important to God. It's much better to be humble than to divide the spoil with the proud. When you talk of humility, you talk of pride. And pride, as we all know, is a dangerous thing. The fall, one of the things that caused the fall of Satan is because of his pride. And our pride needs to be constantly dealt with every day. And here it tells us that it's never good to associate with proud people because they will destroy you. You have to walk with the humble, be of a humble spirit, then to join the proud and enjoy all the good things that proud people have. And we know that in our society, pride it comes through in almost everything that we see around us. High society people tend to have a pride. And sometimes it's a pride for people to have titles after before their name. So pride can come in all kinds of form. Pride in your possessions, pride in position, pride in all kinds of areas. And God tells us that of all the important things in Christianity, think about it. What is important to God? Humility. For that reason, Jesus was the only one who could be choose where He was to be born. Chose very poor parents, Joseph and Mary, and He chose to be born in a manger. That tells us something about God and how God views this life. Well, we got a few more scriptures to quickly read in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs 29 verse 23. Let's get all the scriptures through first. Proverbs 29 verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. I know sometimes some of your lives, along your path of your life, in your working relationships, or out there in the secular world, or perhaps even in Christian relationship, that you confront with pride all the time, and everything within you would want to react back in pride, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But you walk the humble road, God says, don't worry about these proud people, God will deal with them. You just need to continue to walk in humility. And again, it emphasizes that there is a spiritual element to it. You have to walk humbly in the Spirit. One more scripture in the book of Proverbs. We usually like to lay down all these scriptures first before we move on. In Isaiah 57, verse 15. Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, it's none higher than God, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and lofty place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So humility is in the spirit. There is a humble spirit and a proud spirit. It has to do with something inside. And having a humble spirit is important to God. Then, of course, humility affects your soul, your thinking. That's in the New Testament, the book of Colossians. Let's lay our foundation first with all the scriptures, giving you for all the scriptures. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. It says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. So it tells us there, put on humility. And in some of the translations, it explains it a little bit more in Colossians 3 verse 12. It says, put on therefore humbleness of mind. Humbleness of mind. And is a Greek word, tapenophros, which, strictly speaking, would be translated humbleness of the mind. So there is humble in the spirit, humility in our mind, and then there is a way of humility. And I can't exactly find the exact words for way of humility, but you have the opposite, where it talks about a lofty look, or a manner in which a person carries himself in loftiness or in pride. Yes. Lowliness in the spirit. That's good. The full translation is lowliness in the spirit. Okay, thank you. That's the word shafel, right? Yes. Yeah. So low and spirit goes together. That's good. Yes. And sometimes we wonder, there is a lowliness in the spirit and there's a humility in the spirit, humility in the mind. How does it affect us? Remember that the spirit is sometimes compared to water. And guess what? Where water flows? Water flows to the lowest point. When water flows, it flows from a high point to the lowest point. The Spirit of God is shown forth as a river flowing. So when we make ourselves low before God, we are in the best position where the waters, the rivers of the Holy Spirit can flow into our lives.